Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio.
All right, 203 on The Fan, and a very good Friday afternoon to you. Benigno and Roberts in the afternoon, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here at 6 o'clock. Mike, of course, Francesa will come your way. Ernie Acosta down in Manhattan, and we're, of course, live from the Town Fair Tire studio with nobody, and nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody, bro, how are you?
Bro, happy summer. How you feeling?
Oh, stellar, man. No, it was nice. I was out there playing golf today. Just got back. There was a little issue with the internet, but my wife went up and yelled at the Optimum guy and got everything straight. The whole complex was out. Everybody's coming out of there, you know, coming out because everybody's working. I mean, you got right. like everybody's home working. They're all, you know, where the hell did the internet go? So Terry went up there and, as only she can, very eloquently, let the Optimum guy know what was going on, and it's back.
Excellent, excellent work by Terry. Here's the reality: it's been 2 months. We've basically all been quarantined. Imagine if these 2 months occurred without the internet.
Oh, my God.
That would be a problem.
Well, I don't know if life can occur without the internet.
No, I know. I know it. And I'm not just talking from a sheer entertainment standpoint, but from, like you said, a working standpoint.
Oh, of course.
A lot of people are working from home. They're relying on the internet. People are being entertained by the internet.
Right.
Your Zoom meetings are on the internet. You're watching, you know, YouTube on the internet or whatever else anyone is doing. So thank God, for the most part, the internet has been strong. But excellent work by Terry taking care of it.
Yeah, she did. She handled it brilliantly. You know, got a standing ovation from the complex when she came back.
I'm sure she did. I think we both believe innocent until proven guilty. That is something here in America. But I will
depends.
Say this.
I mean, it all depends. But we'll leave it at that. But
it does depend. It does
yes.
feel.
Yes.
It does feel, even though innocent until proven guilty, that DeAndre Baker may never play a game again for the New York Football Giants, because the accusations against him from Wednesday night, when he has got a semi-automatic firearm, he's at a party, they're robbing attendees, supposedly Baker told someone else in a mask to shoot another person, and him and Quentin Dunbar, now of Seattle, remember he was traded during this offseason, are accused of that. And so, yes, innocent till proven guilty, but when you hear the charges against DeAndre Baker, and we focus on him because we're in New York, it's tough to imagine he's going to be on this football team come September.
And he's on he's on the run, right? He hasn't turned himself in, right?
He
is that
not,
what's going on right now?
He has not turned himself in, though.
Wow.
So.
And nobody obviously knows where he is, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure where he is, but the accusations against him are very, very bad.
It's,
you know, we're not talking about, oh, he may face a 5-game suspension.
Right.
We're talking about a guy that may spend a very long time in prison if this stuff is true.
Yeah.
And you know what it reminds me of? You know, you and I, and well, we'll admit this. when we hear, oh, there's a red flag about a player in college, I think you and I mostly scoff at it and say, sure, yeah, there was a red flag on Warren Sapp. Well, there was a red flag on
Well, you
on
never
this
know
guy.
What the red flag is. If the, you know, the red flag, if it's, you know, somebody trying to armed robbery as opposed to, you know, smoking a joint, it's a little different. You know?
Yeah, but you know what ends up happening? Because I was reading back on what the, quote, red flags were on DeAndre Baker.
Right.
None of it was armed robbery.
No, well, I doubt that.
No, but I guess there's a worry that one thing could lead to another. That if someone has a character issue, you've got to be scared off. And the truth is, none of us know what a human being is going to end up doing later in life, whether it's a year later or 5 years later.
Right. No,
and
you don't know.
That's why I can't go back a year ago and say, boy, the Giants should have known. How the hell were they supposed to
know? You don't know. Did he give any signs during his rookie year that there was any kind of issue like this?
Joe, the only thing that I had heard about DeAndre Baker, we had heard it, was about the work ethic, about how hard he works.
Right.
That has...
Carl also had alluded to that on a couple occasions. Banks.
Yeah, no, and that's certainly something to keep an eye on when you're developing a young player, especially when you trade up and draft a guy in the first round. But that has absolutely nothing to do with committing a crime. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Work ethic red flags or listening to coaches red flag. And those are the red flags that were there for DeAndre Baker. So when you hear red flags, it's not like there was a red flag that said, you know what this guy's capable of doing? Taking a firearm out and robbing somebody.
Right.
You have no idea. It's the risk you take. When you draft guys into the NFL or any sport, you don't know, as much as you try to know, you don't know what kind of human being they are. You don't know what they're capable of. It's a risk that you take. And right now, this looks like a bad risk because he looks like a bad guy based on the accusations against him.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, right now, it's how much worse could it be? I mean, that's horrible. And as you say, apparently asking somebody to shoot somebody. I mean, what is that all about?
Oh, I mean, it's brutal.
To the
point where, forget about his football career, this guy could end up in jail for a long time.
You really wonder sometimes. And look, everybody's different. You know, who knows what's going on in anybody's mind, but... You know, to have the world basically at your feet as an NFL player who had, you know, he got better as the year went on as a player. Mm-hmm. I think you kind of looked at him going into the year, okay, there's an upside to this guy. And then for this to happen, it's just nobody can see that kind of thing coming.
No.
Nobody.
No, I completely agree. That's why, you know, this is obviously going to impact the Giants on the field, assuming he doesn't play. The depth chart changes a little bit, probably puts a lot of pressure on Sam Beal maybe to step up a little bit more. They did sign James Bradberry as a free agent.
Yep.
But when it comes down to, boy, Dave Gettleman, he should have known. There's no way to know stuff like this.
Nah, come on.
There's no way to know.
You can't know.
I think you try to collect as much information you can about a guy, and you just try to make your best judgment.
Look. And let me throw this in there, too. Look, this guy is not Aaron Hernandez, who I think we had some kind of an idea about Aaron Hernandez coming into the draft. I think that's fair to say. Maybe not to the level that it wound up being with him, but there had been, you know, some things about this guy coming into the draft when Belichick drafted him. That's why he wound up, you know, being in the fourth round or whatever he got in.
Right. But there's always a naivete that, they're young, he's stupid, he's going to grow up.
I can straighten him out or we can straighten him out, whatever his issue is.
Right. It's a part of why being a general manager, and it's very different, but I always say this too in baseball. Like, if you're Brian Cashman, I think one of the most difficult things Brian Cashman has to do as a GM is not just signing really good baseball players, but deciding, hey, can this guy handle New York? Can this guy play in this town?
Right.
And I always look at that and say, as a fan, we have no idea if a guy can handle New York. And the other thing that's got to be so difficult when you're an NFL GM is not just evaluating talent. We know that's difficult enough to begin with. Looking at a guy in college and saying, okay, what type of NFL player is he going to be? That's hard enough. Mm-hmm. But then you've almost got to be a psychiatrist and read the future on, okay, are these red flags enough to not pass on a talent?
Right.
Because when you do pass on a talent because of a red flag, we have so many examples, Joe, and we've talked about it for years, where the guy turns out to be an okay human being and a tremendous football player.
Right. That's right.
So it's so easy now to sit back and look and say, boy, how did you draft this guy? That's one of the elements of being an NFL GM that has got to be really, really difficult. You're trying to figure out if the guy can play at the next level, and then you're thinking, is this guy ever going to be charged with armed robbery in the next 3 years? It's an impossible job. So this stinks. This is a bad situation. From a football standpoint, it's bad for the Giants. There's no doubt. It hurts the football team. But I got a tough time looking back at Dave Gettleman and saying, boy, he should have known that. There's no way to know this kind of stuff.
You know, and it's one thing to, you know, not be able to handle New York. It's another thing to do this kind of thing. I don't think this has any, is any correlation with not handling New York.
No, no, no.
Baker has done, you know?
No, no. No correlation. What I mean by that is that there are there are aspects of the job that are different than just seeing talent,
sure,
you know?
Sure, sure.
When you're trying to draft a player from college, you're trying to figure out, can this guy play at the next level? That's a tough job. That's tough enough. You're also simultaneously trying to figure out, all right, is this a good kid? Is this a kid whose work ethic or anything else off the field is going to affect him later in his career? That's almost impossible to do, too. So, yeah, of course, handling New York is completely different. I just mean that when you're a GM of a baseball team, it's not simply, let me go get the best player. It's not always like that. It's let me get the best player, but let me also get a guy who I think is going to handle everything that goes along with it. It's another element to the job that's very difficult. Because I
very
think for
hard.
Us, it's just, hey, let's look at talent.
Right.
But it's more than that.
Yeah,
it's complicated.
It's very odd. And it's very odd, especially if a guy has had some kind of an issue in college or whatever it may be. You know, it's very hard. Like you said, who knows? I mean, one guy, you know, you hear different things about different people. I mean, we heard stuff about Dan Marino. He turned out pretty good, you know?
Yeah, no, and that's the thing, because if you pass on somebody because it's a video of them with a gas mask on doing drugs, and we've seen that.
Well, that was Tunsil, wasn't it?
That was Laramie Tunsil.
And he's turned out to be pretty good, just signed a pretty good contract with the Texans. You know?
Right, right. He's had a pretty good career, and I don't think he's had any off-the-field issues.
No, no.
You get crushed for passing on a guy like that, even though there was a red flag that made you say, boy, you know, he did that. Who knows what else he would do?
Right.
So it's a very, very difficult spot. But here's the reality. The best thing Dave Gettleman has done as the GM of the New York Football Giants is draft. That's been his strongest subject, if you will. This is a negative, not because he should have known what Baker is or DeAndre Baker was or is, but because now one of those third-round picks from last year is going to be a waste.
He's a waste. Yep.
And it is very tough to imagine right now that DeAndre Baker is going to be on the football field for the New York Giants ever again.
Yeah, well, for anybody ever again.
For anybody.
You know, if this is what it seems to be, that's for sure.
So the Giants could simply cut him now. They could say, you know what, we've heard enough, we've seen enough, we don't want to deal with this, you're gone. They could do that, or they could wait for kind of justice to take care of it themselves and say, look, they could release the statement they've already released, where are the facts, where are the stories, and just kind of let the justice system handle it. But if they decided today, Joe, to cut the guy, I'd completely understand
just
move on.
Of course.
They have cut guys for less. Remember Janoris Jenkins?
Yep.
He was released for saying, I forget even what he said, but he said something.
Look.
It wasn't nice. He didn't apologize, and they cut him.
Look, they traded Odell Beckham, you know, who had nothing anywhere near what Baker has done here. And they traded him because, they were issues off the field, you know. So, I mean, let's be honest about that. Otherwise, they would have never traded this guy.
Yeah. So if they decide to cut him today, I think we'd all completely understand.
Yep, absolutely.
But does it hurt their depth in their secondary? Yeah, I think when
sure.
we looked at the Giants in 2020, and one of the keys for them taking a step was the growth of some of their young players, and DeAndre Baker was certainly one of them because he got off to a shaky start last year. He got better as the season went on. There's no doubt about that. He certainly left last year's regular season with, I think, a lot of Giant fans feeling better about what he could be at the next level, and he was penciled in, or penned in, if you will, to be a starting corner on this team opposite James Bradberry. And right now, that ain't going to be the case.
Nope. Well, let's hope he's for his own good, he surfaces soon because it's only making things worse.
No doubt about it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.